Hello, everybody. So apparently, this time the baby girl has said, I make the first debut, like I talk first, like I entice you guys with this amazing voice and then introduce her in it. But yeah, welcome back to Candid Conversation Podcast. As always, still tagging, I'm your gangster, Lusambili.
Hi, guys. I'm Wendy, your resident baby girl, here to teach you about all things being a full-time and premium baby girl in this city.
That's what's up. And while she's teaching you about all of that, I think today, this moment here, we want to talk about who we are in terms of womanhood.
I think, yeah, just to start us off.
Yeah.
Happy International Women's Day
to
all our amazing and beautiful women. You're doing great, sweetie. You're doing great.
My female tuko nje mnachachisha.
I know. And we really appreciate you. And we're so proud of the woman you're becoming.
Yeah.
And we just want to say, this is your time to shine and own up that space. Because guess what?
It's yours.
You're a bad girl.
Mm-hmm.
And be it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're just going to jump right into it. What does International Women's Day mean? What does it mean to you? What does this day signify to you? Or it's just like any other...
See, now me, Blair County got set up. Blair County got set up. I am not one of those human beings that rely on a certain day to do something or to feel something. So to me, I mark it because it's marked, but I'm a woman every damn day of my life ever since I was born.
For me, as long as you're happy.
Happy about it. Absolutely happy about it. I've been a woman for a long time.
Can we disclose your age, Amanda? Not for discussion here.
Disclose that shit, bruh. Like, ain't nobody is going to beat me because I'm this amount old.
Me, I'm forever young.
whatever. But I've been a woman for a long time. International Women's Day is just, coming from what we've come from, like the eras of a woman is not supposed to say anything in front of a man. A woman cannot be in a certain position of employment. A woman cannot be a Rotarian until ages after.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
All so those are big icks.
Exactly. So it's just a celebration where you can sit down, reflect from where we've come from, what kind of things we've done to get the voice that we have now, to be able to pull up as who we're pulling up right now. Those are bad bitches.
And I'm a bad bitch.
Yeah, you get. So this is that day where me and you sit down over a good time and talk about it. Yeah, that's what it means.
I think for me, International Women's Day means celebrating the women that we are. Women wear so many hats that they are quite an underappreciated. They are quite underappreciated persons. So this is a time to celebrate the amazing women, the strides that we've made as women to allow us to afford the seats at the tables that we sit in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, me, I'm a big girl. I can sit in that table and nothing can tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a time to celebrate those women, the milestones that we've made, the progress that we have made as women, and where we are going.
Mm-hmm.
And hold each other accountable and hold each other's hands through this journey of just trying to live life.
But also, you can celebrate all of that any day.
Any day.
So why did they choose a day?
Yeah, I get.
Sharon is disturbed.
That sounds like a personal problem. Mm-hmm. Take it up with who?
My personal person.
Yeah. Take it up with your personal person. Yes. But I think that's essentially how I see it.
Yeah.
A time to celebrate women. Where we've come from, how far we've come, and what are some of the strides that we're making to ensure that the girl and the woman of tomorrow has a comfortable seat, place to claim their seat and say, you know what, I also belong here.
So basically reflect on your womanhood, celebrate your womanhood, hold yourself accountable for the things you're supposed to do or you want to do to be the woman that you want.
Yeah.
Is it the still little babe? Pull up as a stiletto, babe. Is it the sneaker, babe? Pull up as such. bottom line, kick ass.
Again. Yeah. So celebrating the women that we are today and where we're going. A lot of times we have people ask, more often than not, someone will ask you, as a woman, where do you draw your strength from?
Because women be tested out here.
Being swung like a ragdoll. They be swinging us like ragdolls. Being in corporate. Female being at home.
Tested.
They are swinging us like ragdolls. You know what?
Oh my
Now imagine goodness. If you're a 5'2" babe and you're being swung around like a ragdoll. I mean,
yeah.
I could get scared. But I don't. But yes. Where do you get your strength from? Where do you draw the strength to keep fighting every day for a better tomorrow? To, you know, where do you draw your strength from?
The fact that for some wild reason that I don't think science or religion or my mother's explained to me enough that I'm on this planet Earth. Ooh. For that mere reason, I am going to show up.
Not even I'm the gonna creation show, enough.
Bruh, whatever reason, I'm going to show up and I'm going to show up heavy.
Yeah.
On everything, heavy. That's strength. Because I don't, man, like, you're going to be told words. You're going to experience situations that are going to put you down. And not just as a woman, as a human being.
Yeah.
But in this sense, as a human, as a woman, you're going to face misogynism. Being belittled just because you can't be in what position or you can't count certain money. Bruh, for the mere reason that I'm a human being and I'm alive,
damn,
I'm going to stomp hard. Exactly what the baby girl is doing.
I think for me, I draw my strength from imagining a future where I have a daughter who is living in a world that is very accommodating, celebrates the accomplishments of what women are doing, and also the desire for the finer things
in the wife.
Chomi, I will wake up
and until you're happy, Chomi.
Yeah, Chomi,
until...
as long as I am happy, yo.
Until we are bagging.
Until the bag is chasing me.
Yeah.
But I think most important, like I said before, imagining a world where I have a daughter and this is yeah. it.
How would you like a daughter to be like your daughter when she's a woman like you? How would you like her to be treated by other people?
Exactly. And you
what
know,
kind of society would you like her to be
grow up in?
Yeah, and yeah. Those are the things that are going to push you to work for the things that you want to work for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of my biggest... Like, that's where I draw my strength. I'm like, every day when I wake up. And then the other thing is, I'm a bad girl. And if I want something, I will go take it.
You're a bad
girl. Yeah, me, I'm a bad girl. And I'm a baby girl. Don't shout at me. I'll shout back.
Not here, we are Zoya.
Giving violence, very different brand, though. But I think creating a space that allows us to all coexist, that not looking at the next woman next to you as a competition, but more of a partner to, you know, build a holistic environment that allows us to, you know, be better persons and be fantama gorgeous people.
And the other thing you can draw your strength from as a woman is the fact that there is no other gender that looks like us.
You know what? That's on periods. Big purr. That's on periods. They can look for them, but they won't find them.
They won't find it. Nisisi tuko, basically. Nisisi tuko. Now, we are here hard.
We are here for a good time.
Yeah.
We're here for a long time.
Yeah.
And if you...
And we are loud about it.
Loud and proud and Whoa. Existing loudly. And if you feel like you have a problem, again, take it up with God, just not us.
Or you're a landlord or employer, just take it up with someone else, that's not us.
No, if the employer is a woman, please don't give her that kind of stress.
If she's giving you the stress, give it to her right back.
Yes, but take it up with God.
Yeah,
that sounds like a personal problem.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that's like, then I think as you grow older, your strength comes from different places. Maybe where we are right now, our strength comes from the future that we try to see.
Yeah.
As we grow older,
kind of money we want to spend.
I don't know what will inform where our strength will come from, but where we are right now, I think what you've just said, like, you know, seeing a better world, having a desire for the finer things in life, like, you know, that's where we are right now. That's how we see things at the moment.
Yeah.
Maybe in 10 years' time, when Sharon has a kid and I have a kid.
Sharon has a word.
Sharon has a kid.
All right, cool.
Actually, put in brackets, kids.
12. I like me a dozen.
Oh! Football team, in fact, with a surplus.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, maybe in 10 years' time. I mean, 10 years is so far because we change a lot over time. Maybe in 2 years' time, something might change and I have something else that
motivates me.
Like, you know, that's where my strength comes from. Yeah. Growing up, what is something you wish you saw more about women?
Nice. Growing up from where I grew up from, the one simple, obvious, coming off as obvious thing that I would have loved to see more is women standing up for themselves. Because I grew up in a village, and it was a long time ago. Women were just starting to, you know, speak for themselves, to work, to... get in touch with their emotions, be able to say that I don't like this, I like this.
Yeah.
And being able to say that I don't want to be staying at home, I want to go out there and look for something. Because you're looking, but you're not enough. You're only catering for what could be catered for. But if I also go and look, I'm coming in with a surplus where we can have a little extra change for enjoyment, for taking our kids out to the park or something. Yeah. And sitting at a table where there is understanding between the two parties. You get?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, funny story. The beginning of women standing up for themselves in my life. Of course, in my immediate family, it's never been an issue. Because my man,
she a bad tooth. You know, sometimes, you know, our parents listen to these things. So, we gotta be very careful what we are saying.
But, bro, my mom doesn't take bullshit. My mom will wake up with you in the morning. It's like, hey, my friend, don't you dare. So, yeah, but the environment, the rest of the environment that I lived around, the kids that I used to go to school with, the families they came from, like, there was one day, it was an evening. Of course, when you live in the village, sadly, like a long time ago, things like domestic abuse, physical abuse, was something you would hear about on day on end. Like today, tomorrow, it's this homestead, is that homestead. She's screaming there. She's screaming there.
Yeah.
The husband is too drunk. She's beating on the wife and whatnot. So there used to be this homestead specifically that they had that the lady in that home used to cry, like to scream about domestic abuse almost every, like, 2 days in a week, every week on end. And she got to a point, she got tired, she strangled that man in a ditch. They came to save him, and mind you, ain't no one has ever come to save this woman. Every evening she's screaming, she's being beaten on by a drunk husband and whatnot. But she got pissed one day, she put her foot down, the village came for the guy.
You won't stress me.
She was like, I'm exhausted. If you think like this is how the communication between us is gonna always be, you beating on me, I'm gonna communicate something to you too. I'm gonna beat on your ass too, and see how you're gonna fare with that one.
Yeah.
And it was just the first time she did it, and the whole village came to rescue this guy because she probably was not gonna stop. Who knows?
Yeah, because I'm.
And I don't feel like women need to be pushed to that
point. That level where, like, you're now resulting to, like, do me, I do you. You know, it's I don't think things need to get to that extreme.
It doesn't really.
Yeah.
So if we could have a culture, like a proper culture, that explains communication for women, for men, for children. Like, if I'm mad, I can pull you, my honey, and tell you, look, when we were talking yesterday, there's something you said that didn't sit well with me, and that's because of this and this.
Yeah.
And moving forward, I'd appreciate if you stay away from that kind of insensitivity, because it hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
A normal human person can listen to that. you don't have to shout about it. You don't have to throw glasses around. You don't have to be kicking each other in the face about it. Like, it's just that unnecessary. And also, for a woman or a child to just come out and say, listen, I am this kind of person, ma'am. This is a baby girl, for instance. I'm this kind of person. I love going to the farm and digging. I don't love going to the Porsche mill, for instance.
Yeah.
And I can tell you it's because of this and this and this and this. And you as a mom or as a dad is able to understand what this woman is saying because she has feelings, she has likings, she has dislikes.
Yeah.
Just like any other human being. So speaking up, women speaking for themselves, it's something that you can't stress enough.
I think I really agree with you in that point in terms of speaking up.
Mm.
Because, again, there's always the women submit to, wives submit to your husbands and all that. I'm not going to say nonsense, but all that information.
Mm.
But I think something I wish I saw growing up is how to voice your opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think, it is something I was told that it's okay to say, like, you know, how you feel,
mm-hmm.
but how do you voice your opinions, especially in a situation whereby you're supposed to submit?
Mm-hmm.
Because it means, like, you know, some instances you're supposed to just shut up and be.
You
and a child are the same. You are to be seen, but not to be heard.
My God, with all this volume in my voice, exactly. Where am I gonna take it?
You are to be seen, but not to be heard. So something I wish I saw growing up is spaces like women being allowed to speak a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because a woman is literally everything in people's lives, and maybe that's something that we don't like say. We don't.
And we are friendly too.
Something that people don't want to accept is that a woman really plays a vital role in your life.
Yeah.
So I think just according them,
because basically even without a woman you wouldn't be alive.
Damn, you really went
eat
there.
On that.
You really went there. But yeah. Yes, just allowing women to exist boldly, loudly, and proudly. Because I mean, we are doing that right now. But is that something I saw growing up? Absolutely not.
Yeah,
like it's not something I saw growing up. But right now, I feel like the children coming in after us need to see that women can coexist in the safe areas with men, make decisions, be part of the decision-making process, and coexist loudly and proudly without having to feel that, you know what, I might be told to shut up.
Inauma.
Ay, na sita zoya.
Bro.
Na sita zoya, Mimi. Absolutely not.
Do you know how much it hurts? Somebody to tell you, bro, shut up.
Unaniambia kama
nani? Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're not my mother.
Oh my God.
But yeah, it's a bit belittling. And then you find that men don't do that to each other.
Barely.
So it brings the question of what makes you so comfortable that you think you can just tell a woman, like, you know what, fucking shut up.
Imagine that.
You know.
Like, also, even before you tell me that, you think to yourself, if I pulled up to your ass and told you, nigga, shut up, how would that make you feel? How would you react
again,
to that?
They would feel very emasculated, if that is the correct... I hope I've used that word correctly.
Yeah.
And, you know, it ensues with... This episode is going to be so problematic as fuck, but here we are. We have to say this thing.
Yeah.
And it would ensue with, like, you know what? Feel emasculated, and then, you know, with tantrums. And which is
and you know you can't poke into niggas.
Yeah,
those things are fragile.
It's a big ache.
Yeah.
If that is the statement I can use. So it's I wish I saw spaces that allowed women to exist loudly and proudly and say how they feel without being belittled at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So while we're at it, how are you celebrating the International Women's Day today? Like,
hey.
Is there something specific about you being a woman that you're celebrating?
The fact that I am living as proudly as I can and living loudly and proudly and you know, when they say if there is no seat at the table, pull a chair and put in the table and sit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and being as assertive as possible, knowing that this is what I want and this is what I'm working towards, and if I want it, I can have it.
Of course,
it may not be handed to me, but I can have it if I want it.
Mm.
It's as simple as saying, this is what I want, I'm going to work towards it, and this is how.
Yeah.
So exist.
Or if you don't know how, ask, what do I need to do?
Yes.
Because this is what I want.
Yeah. And just being unapologetic as fuck, because we don't care. We don't care.
Yeah, I think the thing that I'm celebrating about myself right now as a woman is just being, having the chance of growth as a woman.
Yeah.
Learning who I am. Yeah. Wondering what the things that I've done, if they were good for me or not good for me. Understanding that some of them were not good for me and the ones that are good for me. And just moving forward, making pacts with myself that as selfless as I am, I'm only going to allow compromises that look like this because they affect me in this certain manner. Because selfless people, and empathetic people, you're going to be empathetic to someone who even hurts your feelings.
Yeah.
And that's also heavy on yourself. And I'm just getting into that space where it's okay to be selfless, and it's okay to be selfish for my own needs.
The two can coexist.
Yeah. And learning when and how these two can coexist, not that I've gotten there yet, but just the process of, cause for celebration.
Yeah.
Copping shit.
I think something that I'm really celebrating as well is I'm learning to extend grace to myself. Like, you know,
what?
Because it gets hectic. Oh, okay, hectic.
Mm.
But extend yourself some grace and say, you know what, I can do this shit again. Again, I'm not a magician.
Mm-mm.
Even
Rome not be built in one day.
Exactly. So extending grace to myself where I need be, and being kind to myself.
Right.
Because, you know,
you've been working.
Yeah, like when you are really what you speak to yourself.
Mm.
So,
and of yourself.
Yeah, and of yourself. So being kind to myself and extending grace to myself, allowing myself to, you know, make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was when we had, I'm going to refer back to something that in Rotaract, when Rotaract and Eric Sangoro was speaking at the fellowship last time, the fellowship on the hardest things to have been done.
Yeah.
He really showed us his work and his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that they don't coexist. I can't remember it correctly, because you can't have a work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
Because it means when you have the balance, work stops here and life starts here.
Mm-hmm.
So he has found a way to bring both of them
together.
And I think, so that nothing suffers per se.
Mm.
So I think I would also just borrow something from that end. It's not set on stone that this is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these things can't coexist.
Yeah.
Like if I'm trying to build a career and I'm trying to build a relationship on the side, those two things can't coexist.
Mm.
If I'm trying to follow my passions and a career, and, you know, I'm trying to volunteer, I'm trying to be, you know, give back, those things can coexist. It's not a balance. It will never balance.
That's
but they
true.
Can coexist. They can intermarry, and these lives of yours can do what?
Can so meet. That you can still be alive while you're working.
Yes, so that you can still be alive.
In work. Like, everything. Oh my goodness, that's wild.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think being a woman is probably the most awesome thing any woman can be. To start with.
We're the bad girls, we think we are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And again, I think I can never get enough of saying this.
Yeah.
Go where you breathe free. Never get enough of saying it. However you want to interpret it, go where you breathe free.
Go where the air is fresh for you.
Mm.
The oxygen is free.
Mm-hmm.
just go.
The smiles are unsolicited.
Exactly.
That's where you go.
Yeah. Maybe just as, because this week it was a very short episode.
Yeah.
So what is something you would tell your younger self?
Calm the fuck down.
You know what? I didn't see that. You know what? I didn't see that. Okay.
Like, fam, calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all those things I used to tell myself and all those fears that I used to have that I used to ask myself, Sharon, what the fuck are you going to be?
Yeah.
What the hell are you going to turn into? Calm the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
And do the absolute most. You're going to be fine.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, just leave whatever your plans are. Leave rooms for celebration. Leave room for gratitude. Leave room for mistakes and disappointments.
Yo, I think what I would tell my younger self, especially, I'm going to put a cap to the age.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I would tell me, who was 21,
mm-hmm.
is there's a time. There's a time and place for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And in this moment, live it and enjoy it.
So good.
Live, 21-year-old me, live absolutely, make those mistakes. Even make some more mistakes.
Just make things.
You know what?
Make things happen.
Make mistakes. Because.
My former employer used to say, just do everything so you can get the bad stuff out of the way.
You know. Do all of them. Like,
do,
you know.
You do. You just wake up and do.
Do. But make, like, live authentically. Like, you know, live your best life.
Mm.
And you know what? It's never that serious.
And it can never be.
Thank you so much for listening to us, guys. Happy International Women's Day from us.
Yeah. Baby girl and gangster out.
We love you. Make sure you follow us. Mm. Subscribe. You can listen to our podcast on Spotify, Castbox, and Google Podcast as well, and on Anchor. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Doodio.